let's congratulate Coach Aranda and Baylor. They played a really good football game and beat us at our own place, and give those guys credit. I thought they had really good plans on both sides of the ball, and they're a physical team. They play really hard. We got behind early on the miscue and go down 7-0. We just couldn't get out of that hole, and we just struggled to get any rhythm going offensively throughout the day until we had the big run with Deuce, and then we struggled to get off the field, I thought, on defense. Give those guys credit. They're a team that goes for it a lot on fourth down, and we knew that, and so stopped them a couple of times, but not significantly enough, and so they won the time of possession, won the play count. And, you know, if you'd have told me we were going to have 51 plays and they were going to have 83 plays, I'd have thought we'd gotten beat 50-10, which goes to show you the resolve of the defensive guys to bow up and make some stops there to keep it at least within reach, and just didn't capitalize on some of the opportunities we had. So disappointing loss. We got to put it behind us quickly and go to work tomorrow, because we got to play here in about 6 days.
Crystal, was it about Baylor's pass defense that made it so hard to get?
You know, they did a lot of different things. They played really tight man coverage, and they do a good job of rerouting and banging guys around and knocking them off, disrupting the timing of things. And then they pass things off in zone really well. And then they do a great job of coming hard at a quarterback, whether they're rushing 4 or 5 or sometimes 6. I thought they do a really good job of knocking Skyler off his spot and making him ad lib either up in the pocket or outside, and it was a problem obviously all day.
Just on Skyler Thompson overall, how do you think he played today? Do you have anything to tell us?
Well, I don't know anything about his injury right now. We all need to probably play a little bit better on offense. We need to have a better plan on offense. I don't think our plan was great for what Baylor was doing, and we didn't probably adjust as well. But, you know, some of that is the credit to Baylor. I thought they did a really nice job of mixing some things up and pressuring and playing some good tight man coverage.
You've seen some really good defenses this year, but Baylor kind of dictated this game to the defense.
Yeah, when I watched film throughout the week, I thought they were comparable to Oklahoma State as far as a football team. And Oklahoma State was the best team that we'd played so far this year. And coming in this game, I thought they were going to be the next best team we played this far at Baylor. And it was definitely true, because they got a lot of veteran guys. Their linebackers are really, really talented. And they rotate a lot of defensive linemen in. And give those guys credit. They played really well.
Because the defense was playing so well, 10 points kind of felt like 30. Did you get away from the run a little bit?
Probably. You know, we needed to probably try to run it inside a little bit more. And then when we'd get a 2nd and 5 or something, you know, we'd end up misfiring and being 3rd and 5 or whatever it may be. We just struggled to get in any rhythm offensively, and it was really, really frustrating.
Followed that up on a tough night. Deuce is able to do what Deuce does. What kind of fighter is Deuce?
He's a really good fighter, and it's unfortunate that he only got the ball 11 times on the ground, but in the same respect, we only had 51 plays, and that's as much of the defense not getting off the field to get our offense the ball back. I mean, it was, collectively, we lost all three phases of the game. We lost on offense, we lost on defense, and they made the big play on special teams that got them the first 7 points. And so, you're not going to win many games. We're fortunate to be even in the game losing all three phases.
How did you feel your defense adjusted to Blake Chapin in there coming in at quarterback like the first half?
Well, I thought that kid did a really nice job. We didn't have much on a scouting report on him. He hadn't played, I don't believe. And we didn't know what they were going to do from a run game, pass game. I thought they did a nice job of throwing some checkdowns and throwing some easy passes and easy completions for him to get him into a rhythm. And then he's a really good athlete, and he got us on a couple of quarterback run plays. And obviously, Bohannon is their guy and a really good player. But I thought he came in and gave him a spark and did some good things.
Coach, what did you see about your run defense today? Your running backs coming in had a lot of success. It felt like at times you did a good job of limiting the run. What did you see from your front seven?
Well, I thought we played well at times on defense collectively. They're a great, really outside zone wide stretch team, and maybe we did a good enough job trying to slow it down that they were going into a little bit more bootleg and short passing game. But we made some good stops, a couple of fourth down stops that were critical right around midfield that would have given us a couple of chances. We just didn't capitalize on the opportunities. But you know, we've got to get off the field on defense, and we just didn't do that consistently enough.
And then on the play where there was a muff pump and they called fair catch interference, did you ever get any explanation from the official or anything like that?
Yeah, he just said he felt like he was too close to him, and so it's a judgment call.
The one touchdown that you did have with Deuce on a 65-yard run, just how great for you that he was able to finally burst for him.
Yeah, it was good to give us a little life, give us a little momentum, and we came back to the play a few times and get some gains out of it, but then they did a nice job shutting it down. But that's that's one thing about Deuce. Whenever he gets the ball, there's always a chance he can take it to the distance.
Sorry if this is kind of putting me on the spot. I haven't thought about it yet. But you played Darren late today, played Darren late last game. You're in a situation where you have to choose between Darren and Will next week.
That's something that we've got to talk about as a staff. I it's a good question, Kels. I just don't know. I've got to talk with Mess and talk with Colin and see where we're at.
Was there something about Baylor's pass rush that really gave the offense calling trouble for
him? Yeah, they're relentless. They're long. They're athletic. They're physical. And they do a lot of stunts. And, there were some times I thought we protected really well, but there was nobody open. So then you got to credit the secondary and linebackers as well because they had us on pretty tight coverage. So I thought they played well at all three levels of their defense. And that's when you hold somebody to 10 points and you limit us like they did, you're playing well at all three levels.
Did they throw any exotics at you that you haven't seen?
And not that I was aware of. They aligned in a few different formations offensively, but on defense, for the most part, they do what they do, and they just like to bring different pressures. They've got a number of linebackers they can bring, and then they'll bring a corner blitz and stuff. They do a little bit of everything really well.
Coach, you said goodbye to a special group of seniors, including your quarterback, and it looked like a pretty special moment out there.
Yeah, it was. Those are always hard days, we had 30 or 31 seniors, and a few of them I've hugged before on senior day last year, and I knew they were coming back. So this one, I knew they weren't coming back, guys like J-Mac and Noah and Skyler, those cats. And it was a really hard day. These days are always emotional on senior day, and I'm glad. Like I told the guys in the locker room, Baylor beat us today, but we've got more story to write, and we can still have a really special season. And we're 7-4, and we get a great opportunity next week to go to Texas and a chance to go to a bowl game. And we got some things in front of us too.
I was going to ask, after having so many issues today, kind of getting the passing game going, Skyler finally gets that long play with Malik.
Yep.
Then to cap that drive and miss field goal.
I know
what. Crushing.
Really was. It was disappointing because we got a chance to cut it to a one score game. And then you kick off and hopefully you get a stop, get a little momentum, and you. Get one more shot at him trying to score. It's frustrating. We got a young kicker that's struggled a little bit, but he's a young guy, and I know he wants to be successful. I know he wants to do well, and we got to keep working with him.
I know you said the defense could be better, but I thought Daniel Green played well. What did you think of his play?
Have to see it, but Daniel always plays well. Our linebackers always play well, and I'm sure there's some plays that he'd like to have, just like everybody else, but. For the most part, guys, I got no issue with our effort. Our effort was there. Our physicality was there. Our execution wasn't great at all times. But, man, those guys laid it on the line now. Both sides of the ball, I thought we really laid it on the line.
And then we'll ask about one more senior, and Reggie Stubblefield, a guy that's just here for a year. But how much energy and infectious energy?
Yeah, he's fun to watch. He's a really good player, talented kid. Excited that we were able to have him. All those kids that were the one-year seniors. Manhattan's had a great impact on those guys. Kansas State's had a great impact on those guys. And they realize, those handful of one-year seniors, how special a place K-State is and how special K-State football is and how special that fan base is and what a great crowd. And all our guys, I told those seniors, man, soak it in when we're on our walk coming into the stadium. You got about 200 yards, all these young kids and fans and stuff. Enjoy it and soak it in because you've earned it. And, a lot of those kids get a chance to interact with a Deuce Vaughn or a Reggie Stubblefield. And that's what makes K-State so special.
Kind of a follow-up question on that. Just what has this senior group in particular meant to not only you, but to the whole entire program?
Well, you know, they embody our core values of discipline, commitment, toughness, and selfless. And, you know, a lot of those guys came back wanting to make a statement, wanting to flip what we had done here from a culture standpoint. And we have done that. Not that the culture was poor, because we had a hard COVID year, like all you guys know. And those guys came back and said, we're going to get this thing turned. And, you know, as we were sitting here 3-3 at one time, not knowing what the heck to expect. And all of a sudden, we run off four wins in a row, and we still have a good football team. We got beat by a better one today. And I just love those seniors and the commitment that they've put in and the time they've put in. We got a good football team. We just got beat today by a better one.
Do you have any update on Jerron?
I don't have an update on Jerron. I don't have an update on Skyler. Either one could return, so we'll find out here in the next 24 to 48 hours, I hope.
Did you get a play with Jerron when he got hurt?
He was kind of tripping over the official, I thought. I saw him. He looked fine, and then he was trying to get off of a pile, and then the official came over, and he tripped over the official, and then all of a sudden he's down. So we'll have to see it on film and see what really happened. I don't know, but it was a really odd, strange play for him to get hurt on.
And then one more thing I wanted to ask about was, like, what can you say about the effort for T.J. Smith on the one?
Yeah.
He really had to get in there and play.
He did, and I'm excited for T.J. because, you know, we moved some guys around and knocked T.J. out of the rotation a little bit. And when Jerron went down, T.J. had an opportunity, and I thought T.J. played really well. I was happy for him.
Can you just speak a little bit to the effort and the impact that Ross Elder gave on some of those things?
Yeah, I thought Ross played one of his better games, or if not his best game here, without seeing the film. I'm just proud of the way Ross came back and played and played his tail off and did a really good job. He's probably a little bit sore, but he's got to roll again next Friday. So I thought he played really well. Okay, thanks, everybody.